Thanks for joining me, Sunshines, on the Saturday. It's just gone 11:30. My apologies if I start sweating profusely, but I can tell you it is a blistering day once again in the Western Cape. My goodness me, great excitement. Punter's Day at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth, and I will be leaving for the track hopefully fairly shortly. Now, sometimes when I come on the show, I do say that not every card is the same. I'm not too strong on the card. Strangely enough, and Hollywood Bet Scottsville can be very tricky, tomorrow is the polar opposite, especially the latter part of the card. I hope I'm on the mark. I can only try my best, but there are a few horses at prices that really interest me on the Sunday. Hollywood Bet Scottsville, it is. Eight races are carded. The first race gets underway at 12:40. Champion Punters Challenge. It's free entry. You only need a Hollywood Bets account. You need to get those entries in by 12:35. The first race is the start of the Bipot. It's www.galloptv.co.za. It is a maiden plate. Of course, all your KZN viewing now available on Gallop TV, as well as your viewing in the Western Cape. Now, the first race is a scratching. Take out number 12, Twice the Trinity. Number 8, Lebanese Pound, used to be with Paul Peter. It returns from a rest of just over 70 days. It's now moved on to Dennis Bosch. A little bit costly to follow in Gauteng, but anyway, 3.57 through 3-1 has been backed into 2.27. Maserati Raw, where I give a big shout, is at 4-1. Then you've got Buster Keaton at 6.25. Robert Carty rides for Andre Nell. Last time out, let punters down, going off an odds-on pop, I believe, in the region of 9-10, but certainly has a chance. And then a horse called Harley Street is also at the 6.25-1. This is sent out by Tony Riverland on debut. The comment there in the winning form is nice horse, but the distance could be too short. So that's the story in the first. Personally, I'm going to take my chances with Buster Keaton at 6.25, a win, and 12.5-10. I think that may represent the value at the price in the first. From the 10, who is Maserati Raw, then the 8, Lebanese Pound, and after that the 11. 2, 10, 8, and 11 in race 1. Race 2, the first leg of the place accumulator, should be run 1:15 for the PA players. It's the www.tabgold.co.za maiden plate. It's run over 6 furlongs. We've got 3 maidens to start. The betting here sees Fortune Bay at 2.27-1. Swiss Paradise, number 12, is 3.57. These horses met, and on the occasion that they met, Swiss Paradise was well beaten off by your favourite Fortune Bay. In fact, the first run about Fortune Bay, I see, ran second, 1.05 lengths behind. There's been a winner from that form line, a horse called Green Chili, who came down to the Western Cape and won a maiden very well under Sean Veal, I believe it was. So Fortune Bay is the favourite at 2.27. After those top two, Swiss Paradise, once again, 3.57. Lots of Magic and others are at 8.33. There's a scratching two to note, and that is number 13, Crown Affair, who would have been a debutante. For me, it's all about Fortune Bay. I really do like this favourite in the second race. I think the 2.27 is not a bad price. I'm going 5, 12, 14 and 15. 14 and 15 for the minor money. 5, 12, 14, 15. Race 2. The third race, Tab Gold Intelligent Bet, has run over 1,600 metres, maiden plate, and it sees the pick six get underway at 13:50. The betting for the last of our maidens, the Hollywood Syndicate, are represented by a horse called Meet at the Windsor. That's a 3.33-1, a joint favourite with Red Piano at 3.33-1. Red Piano it is at 3.33. Now, if you go to the Captain Spirit run, these horses met, and on that occasion, well, the 12 Red Piano was 2.1 lengths behind, and the one Meet at the Windsor was 2.2. So you could hardly separate them. The only factor that worries me is that form line has seen 7 runners, not even a place. No places from 7 runs, the Captain Spirit form line. Hence, in this race, I'm taking my chances with Mr. Faree, Richard Faree, who's on a horse called Hunter's Arrow. It's not a convincing case, I don't know if the horse can win, but I like it for the exactors, maybe to finish first to second. That is at 6.67, a win currently. And the placing on Hunter's Arrow is just over 13 to 10. And I like that for the first three, a place. So going with the two due to some doubt about the form line represented by the top two. So two Hunter's Arrow from the 1, the 12. So the fancied horses to follow. And then the 4, 2, 1, 12, 4, race 3. Race 4 is a merit-rated 65 handicap. It's the first leg of the first jackpot. I thought this was a very tricky race. The betting would suggest it's impossible, in fact. 6.25 to 1 Son of Raj, who last time out won the maiden. And this has had two starts on the poly track. There certainly looks to be scope there. 2 Majestic Power at 6.67. 12 Brandenburg at 6.67. In race 4, I'm actually leaning towards the syndicate horse, a horse called One Shot Wonder, 8.5 to 1. I like that a little bit each way. And there's betting available, pricing available on the top 4. A place, what is a place? One Shot Wonder, just under 13 to 10. So each way, no more than that, number 9, One Shot Wonder in race 4. From the 11, Pirate Prince, once again, it's Alison Wright and Keegan DeMello. We know how they fire. This one only won the maiden last time out, but I do like a little bit of that. Then the 8, Son of Raj, and the 6, who is Call Me Mr. Green Light. 9, 11, 8, 6 will do it in race 4. We move on to the second half of the program. Race 5 is a novice plate. Visit www.trackandball.co.za. This is run over 1,400 metres, is the fifth race. And Sun Blushed, rightly so I believe, is well fancied in this event at 0.91. Interesting runners, this horse called El's Captain, who was rested for a very long spell. The merit ratings come down from 102 to 89. Now is with a new stable, but is returning from a rest of 259 days. The comment from Dean Cunnamayer, doing well, include in exotics. And I see there has been some interest in the betting market. The horse is certainly not being left alone at this stage. AJ's Captain opened 3.57 into 4 to 1, is now 3.33. Then you've got Bots, number 5, is at 4 to 1, always thereabouts. I am going with the 2 Sun Blushed, but a shrewdie for me, for minor berth, is a horse at 16.67 to 1 called Bristol Bow Fighter. I like a little bit of that one for trifecta and quartet purposes. I'm going to elevate that to possibly finish second or third. So I'm going with the 4 for the second spot, then the 7 and the 5. 2, 4, 7, 5 in race number 5. Bristol Bow Fighter, the only 3 placings, is currently at 2 to 1. Race 6, nice race this, big fields. Merit-rated 66 handicap over 1,200 metres. The favourite is number 1, 2 of Us, at 4.55. Ice Kingdom won the maiden last time out. I see that's at 5 to 1. Grey Ocean, always in with a shout. I just thought the horse tends to prefer Gravel, Hollywood Bets Gravel. That's my opinion at 5 to 1. Geronimo is at 6.25 to 1. Geronimo. I like 2 horses here. Both of them are at good prices. I'd probably lean towards the 5, Pedro, who's at 12.5 to 1. Drops in trip, the blinkers are on. Kelvin Abib, who can arrive on the roughies, is aboard for Lorenzo Karim. I do like the 5, Pedro, but I've also got a lot of respect for the 11, Happy Wanderer. This one is from the Lola Crawford Yards. Smunga Kamalu has the ride, and that's quoted at 10 to 1. And those were the two that I were keen on, I was keen on, the 5 and the 11, then the 4 and the 1. 5, 11, 4, 1 in race 6. Can't really separate them, but they will both go into the play at fairly generous prices. Now we move on to race 7, and this is where I'm leaning, races 7 and 8. Race 7, take out the 9. Number 2, Russian Doll, who won 2 on the poly track, doing well at home, say the stable. Now races at Hollywood Bet Scottsville on the turf, is at 3.03. Ethiopian Queen, number 8, who looks a fair sort, is at 3.57 to 1. One Get in the Queue is at 6.67. And then 10, Beckoning Beauty, 6.67. Some of the usual suspects. Beckoning Beauty also always gives of the best. But what catches my eye in this race is the turnaround in weights. And also, I went for this horse last time out in a small field for a place. Unfortunately, I've seen the winning form. They say stayed on at finish, but I know that she was slow away. The horse I'm talking about is number 12, Ride the Lightning, who is quoted at 10 to 1. Now, if you go to some of the past meetings, and I'm just going to mention a couple. If you go to the meeting behind Amarandi, on that occasion, the run behind Amarandi, number 8, Ethiopian Queen, who's a 3.5, 7 to 1, beats Ride the Lightning by 0.7 of a length. This horse, Ride the Lightning, is now 9.5 kgs better off for that meeting. 9.5 kgs better off. Then you go to the fourth, 2.75 lengths behind Ethiopian Queen. So Ethiopian Queen beating Ride the Lightning. And Ride the Lightning is now 8.5 kgs better off. And if you look at those collateral form lines, you will see that that's fairly the order in race seven. So, at Hollywood Bet Scottsville, with just 50.5 on the back from the Garth Puller Yard, an informed stable, I'm really very interested in the 10-1. 10-1 a win, 2-1 a place. That's going to be my each-way play on the programme. Number 12, Ride the Lightning, from the 8, Ethiopian Queen, then the 10, Beckoning Beauty, and the 1, Get in the Queue. 12, 8, 10, 1. If that doesn't work in race 7, hopefully we can be saved in the 8th race. This is the Hollywood Bets Bright Future Meritrated 71 handicap run over 1950. It should end off the day's racing at 16:45. Here's a horse I've gone for numerous times. By the way, I see Tin Cup has been scratched, so that's an important update. That, in fact, has just come through now. We're going to have to put in something for 4th. So 8 is out. In this race, I've mentioned this horse to you before on a few occasions. Nothing has transpired. The horse has run unplaced. This is called Hinkley, who carries 55.5 with Keegan de Mello. This is the first run at Scottsville. But if I go back to the Western Cape form, I remember the horse winning the maiden and then running an absolute cracker when second behind a horse called Policy Target. On that occasion, was slow away, was hanging, and was just beaten on the line. But the horse absolutely took off. And I don't think that Hinkley is running anywhere near his potential, or he hasn't been running towards his best lately. But I think there could be massive improvement. Keegan de Mello is aboard. The money's already coming, and it's coming in no uncertain terms. 8.33 is now down to 4.55. So that would be my second of the each-way bets on the program, is just over even money. A place. 5, Hinkley, it'll be in race 8 from the 1, the 11, and the 10. As I say, they're backing that. I need to get to Hollywood Bets Kenilworth and get on, but the 8.33 is a fond memory now. 5, 1, 11, 10. So Sunshine's hoping for the last two races. Maybe Ride the Lightning can get it right in Hinkley. And my goodness me, Christmas will come early. Enjoy, hit them hard. We'll see you next time. Bye bye.